This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 894. We are your de facto IELTS experts.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the 7 or higher you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn how to use the super impressive band 9 phrase, de facto, and get example sentences you can really use on your IELTS speaking and writing exams. You'll definitely want to take notes today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
It's going great. Yeah, I had a great weekend. We exercised a lot. We watched a cool old movie. It was an ideal weekend. What about you?
That's awesome. My weekend was great too. I went camping, which was so fun. I mean, our new puppy got a chance to sleep outside in a tent and it was a good time. Yeah.
That's awesome. And now we're back on the mic and we are answering a listener question today. The phrase we're going to teach you guys today is amazing for speaking part 3 and writing task 2. And it sounds so fancy and smart.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's all about sounding fancy and smart if you want that 7 or higher, right?
Exactly. And listeners, Lindsay and I have practiced sounding fancy and smart. I mean, when we talk to you guys on the show, we're speaking very naturally. This is the way you guys should sound in speaking part 1 and part 2 and most of part 3. Yeah. But if you guys also have been through like graduate degree programs like us, you'll know that there's a different way of talking. You use different vocabulary when you're in those classes and speaking to professors, right? So this like tonal shift, that's something that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been through it ourselves so we can guide you guys there. All right. Very cool. Very cool. But Jessica, before we get into this, I do want to say thank you to the listeners that reviewed us and for our podcast here. All right. So are you ready to hear some names?
So ready. Oh, yes, I am always ready to hear you read the names.
All right. Yeah, this is always fun. Really you love this. You know you love this. All right. So special thank you to Minaj 7 from the U.S., El Honaifi from Saudi Arabia, Ilya Davaz from Azerbaijan. Wow. Arida Abla from Algeria. Ago SDG from Argentina. Cool. We have a listener in Argentina. Shama Yas from the US and Leme Turk from Turkey. Oh my gosh. Joy Joy That's from awesome. The Philippines. Helen. Oh my gosh. Wow, that is a hard one to pronounce. Helen A. from the UK.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Thank you, listeners, so much for reviewing us. We love to see your reviews and read your names and where you're from all over the world. Guys, actually, I want to sort of challenge everyone listening to this show today. We want more student questions from you guys. And I'm going to suggest 3 ways that you guys can get your questions to us. So the first way is by putting your question in a review. Because guys, the more reviews we have, the better. It helps people to find IELTS Energy. So please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Or you can follow us on Instagram, All Ears English. Ask us a question there. The third way, guys, this is really cool. And we haven't really talked about this as an option before. But guys, if you go to our website, allearsenglish.com, you can leave us a voicemail. And you know what, guys? I want to start playing those voicemails on the show with your questions. questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely do that, guys. It would be so cool for you to hear your own voice on this show. And we love to hear voices, right? Because it gives us that extra element of connection to you guys. And that's what it's all about for us. Yeah.
Exactly. So guys, we really do want to feature more student voices just like you listening right now. You know who you are. So go to allearsenglish.com and there's this little pop-up. It's like, leave us a message and just record a question for us.
Yes. Awesome. So today, Jessica, we are going to answer a student question. Where did this particular question come from?
This was emailed to us. Okay. I mean, that's the fourth way. So you guys can definitely email us at support@allearsenglish.com. So, oh my gosh, there are so many ways to talk to us.
There really are.
Okay. So thank you to listener Osama Ayad for asking us this question. Mm-hmm. And he asked a few, but we picked out this one because it really caught our eye. Yeah. What is the meaning of de facto and can I use it on the IELTS test? So that's a good question.
That's a good question. Well, first of all, you definitely should use this on the IELTS exam, right, Jessica? Because, this makes you sound smart. And it's also really useful for talking about sociological issues, societal issues, I think.
Yes. So stuff like if you're describing characteristics, right? Mm-hmm. If you're describing commonalities, generalities, accepted consequences, right? I know this is kind of vague so far, guys, but we're giving you the context, right? Because it is, if you look this phrase up in the dictionary, it is kind of vague. So we're really going to give you guys good examples today. So I think synonyms for this phrase, de facto, is like basically or essentially.
Yeah. Right? Or maybe unofficial, right? Something that happens. It's not necessarily in the books or in the records, but it is what's true. Right?
Yes. Yeah. So let's get into some examples because I think that's the only way we're going to understand this today. Yeah, okay. So we're going to give you examples from some really common IELTS topics, guys. So these are sentences you could write down today and hopefully use them on your next speaking and writing test.
Okay.
If you get these topics. So language, very common IELTS topic. This is a situation in America. We could say Spanglish is the de facto language of the border.
Right. So
if you're on the border between Mexico and America through Arizona, Texas, California, then you're not going to hear only Spanish or only English, right? Mm. No, you're going to hear Spanglish, which I think is a cool word.
Yeah, I love that. So it's kind of what the people are speaking, right? It's not what is on the books as the official language. It is what the people are speaking. That's how we use de facto. So I could see this being an answer for a lot of maybe speaking part three questions or writing test two, maybe. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, let's build this out a little bit, guys, so you can really see what this means, right? So this is describing the reality, not what's written down, like Lindsay said. So if you are in a border town in Arizona, right? If you're on the American side, then the official language is English. If you're on the Mexican side, the official language is Spanish. But that's not the reality. It's not like you step over and all of a sudden you like only hear one language. Right, guys? So see, this is really just saying like, look, this is the reality. Spanglish is the de facto language of the border.
Yes.
So I think that really like clarifies what that means.
Yeah, for sure. And then this is one that is commonly, you know, this term de facto can be used a lot of times talking about, well, segregation. And we've been doing a civil rights series over in the All Ears English podcast lately. So you guys should be over there making sure you're subscribed and listening to that series, by the way.
Yes, for sure. Guys, you know, sometimes we get this question like, is IELTS going to have questions about the health crisis or about, you know, the protests? Guys, IELTS isn't going to have questions like specifically about today's headlines, but your answers should be from today's headlines, right? So if you're going to really nail that 7 or higher, guys, you need to always be creating a culture of thinking in yourself. And just as a human, not just like a band 8 IELTS candidate. So guys, definitely listen to the series that Lindsay and I are doing on Allers English. It's amazing.
For sure. So so one example that we found for talking about this idea of segregation that might be created, you know, based on education, like how well educated people are, there is a de facto segregation in place in terms of education. So what are we trying to say here, Jessica?
So yeah, to my mind, like, well, gosh, even if I look at Portland, the schools that are in poorer areas, those schools are not as well funded. The education is not as good in those schools. Mm. And there's going to be a much larger minority population there. But if you go to like the rich neighborhoods where the public schools are all amazing, it's going to be lots of white kids. So it's like, it's not like that's a rule, obviously, but that's the reality.
So it's kind of like a result of something too. This is kind of what it means. Yeah, like a side effect or a result. Yeah, so good.
I really like putting this word in that category of results and implications. Consequences.
That's a good word too. Yeah, I love that. And then another example, when we're talking about parenting, right? So the phrase, guys, is these caregivers are the de facto parents when biological parents are not present. So what would that be? Who would those caregivers be potentially, Jessica?
So, oh my gosh, like there's a lot of possibilities, right? But I think grandparents often take this role. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like the caregivers of this child are not the mom and dad they were born to. It could be an aunt. It could be grandparents. It could be family friends, right? Yeah. So like legally or whatever, these people are not technically the parents, but really they are. They are the de facto parents.
Right. It reminds me of that old cliche, it takes a village.
Yeah.
I wonder if that would be interesting to throw into an IELTS answer on the speaking test, you know, just to show that you understand, you know, spoken phrases. What do you think if we threw in something like that?
Yes, I would love that because, I mean, my examiner mind would also love that, guys. It's definitely hitting that 7 or higher for interesting vocab. And I think to take that one step further, making it that half idiom. I did a YouTube video about half idioms a while ago, guys. We'll link to it in the blog post for this episode. But the whole phrase is like, it takes a village to raise a child, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We usually don't say the last half.
Right, exactly. So if you can cut that in half, it shows an even higher level of fluency than just understanding the cliche or the phrase. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Like when in Rome, that's always my favorite example. that's in the YouTube video, guys. So come back to the blog. There are so many great resources that we have referenced today. Come back to allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And this is episode 894. There,
nice.
I got it.
Nice.
So guys, remember, we would love to feature your voice on the podcast, your question about IELTS on the podcast. So come to our website, guys, and leave us any IELTS question that you have. Put it in a message.
Yeah, it's very cool. And when you're over on the website, you can also test your level, right, Jessica?
Yes.
You can get a sense of what your score might be if you took IELTS tomorrow. So cool.
It's so cool. And guys, free resources. Just those two words, right? Free resources. So definitely, guys, allearsenglish.com/myscore if you want to go directly to that quiz.
Yeah. Yeah. So
okay.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay. All right, Jessica. Well, thanks for hanging out today and have a good day. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. You too, Lindsay.
All right, bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.